In the old days, the first reading was from the Song of Songs. Behold my beloved coming over the mountain, coming because Mary is carrying Jesus over the mountains, over the to go to Elizabeth. We have another reading that we could have had for the first one, but I thought Romans, because it's telling us, let love be sincere, love one another with mutual affection, anticipate one another in showing honor, do not grow slack in zeal. That's all what Our Lady did, right? She has an older cousin, and the angel told her that Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant as a sign that what he's saying to her is really from God. That's common in the... We already had an hour or two, but we don't, do we? The oracles in the Old Testament are nearly all... An angel comes. The first thing he says is, don't fear. Because I think we get scared if you saw an angel, you know. But then he starts to give him the message. And then a sign to calm them down. You see? And so, as you saw in the Gospel, you have a sign, you know? No, it's not in this Gospel, it's in the Annunciation. So, it just struck me how the more we're united to God, the more human we are. The more we're the way God really wanted us to be. You know, which is, you know, clear, pure, loving God, serving each other. I just, you know, I think it's because the Lord wanted me to preach on it, but I'm so amazed at the, you know, Our Lady. You know, she's 3 months pregnant herself. And she's calculating, maybe she got word, I don't know. It was about time for Elizabeth to be delivered, so I'm going down and help her. That's important. You see, if God made us human, then holiness is the perfection of humanity. And that's why Our Lady, who's the holiest creature whoever created, that's why she's so human. She's going to walk down. That's a walk. I used to want to do it. I never did it. But it's a 2.5-day walk from Nazareth to Jerusalem. And Ein Kerem is just a little bit northeast of Jerusalem. Some of you have been there, I would presume. And this is the house. I think we're guessing at that, but it's around there somewhere. So what does this mean for us? How do we learn from the Mother of God how to be human? You know, how to have this... Oh, imagine the way she loved God, the way she worshipped God. Can you just see her totally prostrate before God? Just in awe and gratitude, worshipping God, and how God loves her and can rely on her. And that's why he says, go on down there and help Elizabeth. You know, she's going to have a baby and she's pretty old and there'll be nobody around. And in those days, Ein Kerem, you know, there were no hospitals to begin with. But Ein Kerem was out in the bush. And so she goes. And that's why I thought it would be good. They give us these two choices, as I just said, to look at that Romans text. Because you see, it says what? If you really love God, then take care of one another. You know, don't let somebody need something and you could help them and you don't. Brothers and sisters, let love be sincere. This is Romans. We're at the end of the letter now, Romans 12. He's going to wrap up pretty soon. hate what is evil, hold on to what is good, love one another with mutual affection. That's different than just, I'll lend you a dollar if you need it. I mean, it's affection, you see? Anticipate one another in showing honor. That's a little hard. It's hard to translate that. It means be the first to show the honor. And I've known people like that who themselves were quite honorable, but who always seemed to show the honor first. And don't get tired of being zealous. You've only got 70 years, 80 years, 80, I guess, 90. You know, you don't have a lot. So don't waste it. Don't grow slack. What are you going to do slack? Nothing. See? Now, see, this, we're supposed to be looking at Our Lady walking from Nazareth down to Ein Kerem, 3 months pregnant herself, about 16 years old probably, and coming down. Rejoice in hope. If you keep your eyes on the prize, you'll always have hope. You see? Endure in affliction. Persevere in prayer. Now contribute to the needs of the holy ones. That's what Our Lady's doing, right? And exercise hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. That's hard to do. You know, we hear this, and we go outside, and somebody says something, and we look at the latest clown act from the government, and it says, bless them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. That's what Our Lady's doing, isn't she? She's going down there. This woman, late in life, beyond the age of childbearing, always wanted a child and never had one. Now she's pregnant. That's pretty exciting, isn't it? And so Our Lady goes to join that. You see? Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. It's a wonderful text to describe Our Lady. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty. The last thing she is haughty, right? Even now. Even now that she's assumed into heaven and crowned the queen of heaven and earth, she comes to us. I mean, how many times has Our Lady come to this world in the last 100 years? Somebody's surely counted them, but maybe it's like 25, 30 times. That's her visitation to us. And we don't need help in childbirth, but we need a lot of help. And she comes to us to talk to us, to guide us, to help us. You see? And say, this is what the Lord says, pray, fast, say the rosary. Okay. And don't be wise in your own estimation. For most of us, that's not too tough. But it's saying, don't be so sure of yourself that you can't hear God tell you what to do. And that's why that beautiful prayer, it says, you inspired God the Father, it says, and I'll quit, while the Blessed Virgin Mary was carrying your son in her womb, you inspired her to visit Elizabeth. Can you imagine God, who has the whole world to govern, the whole universe, and he says to little Mary up here, go down and help your cousin. That's God. We say, I'm too busy for that sort of thing. God doesn't. To care for every single human being, God, with his infinite knowledge, knows it's not going to be easy for this woman to give birth. Go down and help her. Isn't that beautiful? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If we're holy, we have a consecrated humanity, and we get an idea of what humanity is all about. And that's why now, with all the mess going on, we're so humiliated and sad. You know, all this cheating and money and, you know. And then look at a perfect human being. Joyful. She sings a song. Well, I don't know if I've been able to mediate what I wanted to tell you, but I better quit so we can go on. But we can learn from Our Lady how to be human and have that love and that care, and that will be on our face, and people will see the Lord.